Time for Money Matters with Shane Oliver. Mr. Money, Captain Ollie, I like to call him. Mr. Money, Captain Ollie, Chief Economist with AMP. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Luke. Hope you're doing well.
Yeah, look, we've got the second day of meetings with the RBA today. We'll go through that in a second. And also the ASX, it didn't have a great day. I think by the end of yesterday afternoon, it just sort of got back in the black. And I think iron ore had a pretty good day yesterday. Please tell us about that in just a second. But one of the big stories to come out of yesterday is Uber. Uber has now agreed to pay Australian taxi operators a whacking $271.8 million settlement for loss of income and license values following this five-year legal battle. It's a pretty big settlement. I think it's the fifth largest class action in legal history. Shane Oliver, your thoughts?
Look, to be honest, Luke, I reckon this is fair enough that they should have to pay something for in compensation. Like I thought years ago when they came along, yeah, great stuff, you know, great to have competition and so on. But various governments, state governments around Australia, had forced taxi drivers and others to pay massive fees to get taxi plates. And suddenly they allow Uber in, and of course those taxi plates were rendered next to worthless. So I reckon there was an issue there, and for years I felt, you know, I should avoid Uber and get a taxi.
On principle. Reason,
on principle, I just thought it was unfair. You know, if you could argue, well, maybe the state government was charging too much for the taxi plates, but whatever they were, ordinary Australian, in many cases, just ordinary small business operators decided they had a bit of a business there. They'd buy these plates, hoping they'd get years of value out of the taxis. And then, of course, suddenly that was all rendered to be worth a lot less than they'd paid because of the new competitor. So it all seemed a bit unfair to me. And so in principle, I would avoid Uber.
My understanding is that Uber has been paying incrementally some form of compensation with a percentage of every fare to the taxi councils. But anyway, this is a large whack, $271.8 million. Is this going to hurt Uber?
Well, you'd have to say it probably will. It is a big whack, but of course, they're many years down the track now. Their operation's been going for a long time. They've been making lots of money out of it, so hopefully they've got enough to cover it. So I don't think it will send them bust. Obviously, if it happened up front, then it would have made it a lot more difficult for Uber to enter the market. But yeah, it does sort of make me feel a little bit more comfortable that if I do use Uber, and of course in recent times I have started to use them, knowing that fee was being charged there to help compensate the taxis. It just seems like a fair enough outcome to me.
All right, $271.8 million. I wonder how much, what percentage of that will Maurice Blackburn get?
Well, obviously there was something in it for them.
They of course
have to get
there
paid
is.
For filing the class action, but of course you is. Could argue that they were motivated along with the taxi drivers to make this work, and of course it has worked. So yeah, good to them.
Good for them. Shane Oliver is with us. It's Money Talk Tuesday morning. The ASX had a little bit of a wobble yesterday. Yesterday was the first day of the RBA's two-day love fest. It continues today. Now, if everybody, including yourself, is so sure that interest rates are going to stay right on track today, why does it take them 2 days to come to this decision? What do they do? Do they watch
that's
movies?
A good question. That's a good question. Well, they'd probably look.
They play Monopoly. They would play Monopoly.
A form of that. But I'm sure they do valuable things. They get presentations on what the economy's doing and so on and so forth. So maybe there's value in that. I must admit I'm a little bit sceptical as to whether you need a two-day meeting or a one-day meeting to decide the same thing. It does seem to me like a bit of a no-brainer that rates would stay on hold, which I think they probably will when we get that announcement at 2:30 today. And, of course, we also get a press conference at 3:30. If you're
look forward to that.
Really into this sort of stuff.
I'll be asleep. I'll tape it.
You'll tape it, fair enough. But everyone can go to the RBA's website now and click on the link and watch it live. So that's certainly exciting later today. But in any case, yeah, I think they will leave rates on hold I personally feel a little bit relieved that we don't have the meeting once a month, because a lot of the time nothing much would happen. And of course, we're becoming a nation obsessed with the RBA. But I think, you know, they will say things along the lines that you know, not much has changed. They're still waiting for confidence. They still can't rule out rate hikes. But I think we are getting closer. I'm hoping, as I mentioned yesterday, I think it was, that it'll come June. But I must admit, you know, it could take a little bit longer than that, maybe August. But I think Australia probably does need some relief on interest rates, and that relief will intensify as the year goes on.
All right, let's quickly now have a look at the All Ords. What happened with the ASX yesterday? As I said, it had a little bit of a wobble. I think it just scraped back by the end of business yesterday, Monday. But iron ore had a bit of a bounce.
It certainly did. We started the day off in negative territory. At one point, we were down something like 30 points on the ASX, and then we managed to end up 6 points, which is good news, which means a gain of 0.1%, 7,676 on the index. As you noted, the iron ore price, well, it's been sliding now for some time, but it actually rose about 1% yesterday.
Was that anything to do with China?
It probably was due to China. There was some Chinese economic data which came out around the middle of the day yesterday, and that data, mostly, not all of it, but some of it surprised on the upside. Industrial production, investment activity were all a little bit stronger than expected, and stronger than we saw in December, and that helped the market a little bit, maybe helped the iron ore price. But obviously materials, which encompass miners, they were up slightly. Financials also up a little bit, maybe on anticipation that the RBA might be sounding a little bit more benign on interest rates. But yes, good news, okay. The Aussie market managed to creep back into the black.
And the Australian dollar, what, 65 point something?
Yeah, 65.6.
There you are.
Not a lot in it, just been wobbling around. Good guess on that one. But yeah, not a lot in it. So I think ultimately, as the Fed, the US Central Bank, cuts interest rates before us, and by more than us, then the Aussie dollar will probably go up. But at the moment, it's a bit in the doldrums.
All right. Hey, Shane, interesting. I can't wait to talk to you tomorrow and get your thoughts on how nothing happened.
That'll be exciting.
I know. It'll be a fascinating chat tomorrow. Shane Oliver's on the phone. Nothing happened. Thank you, Shane. Goodbye.
Thanks,
Luke. See you later. See you later, mate. Bye-bye. Shane Oliver, Chief Economist with AMP, with Money News here on The Night Shift, Triple M.